So what's the cause of T-wave inversions? In a normal ECG, T-wave inversions are normal in lead AVR, and they should be facing upright in leads 1, 2, V3 through to V6. And it can be normal to find variable T-waves in lead 3 AVF, AVL, V1 and V2. If you find yourself looking at abnormal T-wave inversions, then here's some common causes. If you notice a tall QRS complex and a downward sloping T-wave inversion, then you're probably looking at ventricular hypertrophy as the cause. Abnormal symmetrical T-wave inversions can be caused by cardiac ischemia, pulmonary embolisms or raised intracranial pressure. And T-wave inversions found after broad QRS complexes are normally caused by a conduction delay, like a bundle branch block. There are other causes, and just be aware that these appearances can vary. Obviously, you'll always take patient history into account when deciding on what the cause of the T-wave inversion is.